Dear loving brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today's gospel passage is taken from the farewell discourses of Jesus at the Last Supper. Jesus reminds his disciples that he will be soon leaving them. He tells them, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you." My dear friends, notice the emphasis on "my peace." Jesus used adjective my peace. By saying these words about peace, Jesus is teaching us that his peace is something different from the other forms of peace. There is a difference between what we think of peace and the real peace comes from Jesus. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. Shalom means peace, but it has wider meanings. It means harmony, wholeness, completeness, prosperity, welfare, and tranquility. Jesus gives the disciples his peace to strengthen them from the fear in the face of trouble. Here, peace is not just absence of conflict and war, but also the far wider concept of shalom, the total well-being of the person and the community. Peace is the virtue most sought after in our modern world today. It is the most important virtue frequently prayed for by the church. Last century, 14 encyclical letters on peace have been written by the various popes in Rome. A restoration of Christian love would help bring us peace. Peace is not the absence of war. It is virtue born out of the strength of the heart. It is the tranquility we experience once we direct our love to God. This love naturally includes the love of neighbor. My dear friends, peace is not something outside of ourselves or external to us, but peace is something internal. It is within us. It resides in the hearts of those who are not disturbed by any conflict outside. It depends on reconciliation God has given us through Jesus as gift. Peaceful people are those who make reconcile with God and with one another. The absence of conflict is not peace, but the absence of Christ in our lives is always absence of peace. Jesus is our peace. Wherever Jesus is, there is peace. The peace which he gives is the peace between God and us. We cannot experience peace if we are not at peace within ourselves. We can't give peace to others if we do not have it ourselves. My dear friends, I would like to share an old story to you. A stranger approached an old man who was sitting on a bench at the edge of town and asked him, "What are the people in this town like?" The old man replied by asking a question, "What were they like in your last town?" Stranger said, "They were kind, generous, and would do anything for you if you were in trouble. They are very good people." The old man smiled and said, You will find them very much like that in this town too." Then a second stranger approached and asked the same question, "What are the people in this town like?" And old man replied, "What were they like in the town you have come from?" He said, "It is a terrible place. I cannot stay there. That is why I get out of that place. The people there were mean, unkind, and nobody would lift a finger to help you if you were in trouble." The old man said, "I am afraid you will find them much the same in this town." My dear friends, a man who is not at peace with himself spreads a contagion of conflict around us. First, we must have peace with ourselves and our own reality. We should have right relationship with our people and with God. Then we will find the peace there too. I remember the saying of APJ Abdul Kalam, who was the president of India. He said, "Where there is righteousness in the heart, there is beauty in the character. When there is beauty in the character, there is a harmony in the home. When there is harmony in the home, there is order in the nation. When there is order in the nation, there is peace in the world." We can see a beautiful connectivity of heart, character, home, country, and the world. My dear friends, let us inject righteousness in our heart, then we will experience the real peace of our Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, in our family, in our parish, in our diocese, in our country, and finally in the world. Let us try to experience the peace of Christ in our life. Let us pray with Saint Francis of Assisi, "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace." May God bless you. Thank you.